Hi everyone, my name is Greg Hunter. I'm the acquiring editor of graphic novels at Lerner Publishing. And in this recording, I'll be telling you a bit about the graphic novels we have coming out this fall. That's starting with Amazing Inventions. Amazing Inventions is a set of four nonfiction titles about some much-loved inventions in popular culture: cell phones and smartphones, sneakers, the electric guitar, and video games. Part of what these books do really well is give readers some accessible, high-interest lessons in social history. They show how trends evolve over time and how many of our favorite inventions came about to meet the needs of people at a particular period. And through a mix of narrative nonfiction and colorful cartooning, they capture the breakthroughs and the people that made game-changing gear and devices possible. They're also just full of facts that are guaranteed to grab a reader's attention. For instance, that an early attempt at the mobile phone weighed about 80 pounds, or that a waffle iron inspired the treads on athletic shoes, that the video game industry almost went bust in the 1980s, or that squealing feedback from guitar amplifiers went from being an engineering problem to being a key part of rock and roll sound. And for the school and library crowd, there's informative back matter to support ongoing learning as well. Following that is a very different project, Glorious Wrestling Alliance Ultimate Championship Edition. This is the first US release and the first full color collection anywhere of Josh Hicks's cult hit Glorious Wrestling Alliance. Picture GLOW meets BoJack Horseman with this book. It's just an absurdly funny story about anxiety, identity, and the surreal theater of pro wrestling. The book follows a roster of wrestlers, including Great Karp, a wrestling fish person who's struggling with the pressure of being a champion, and Miranda Fury, a sidelined female wrestler who dons a mask to prove that she can be a main eventer. Other personal favorites include a wrestling poet and a grappler shaped like a giant gravy boat. We've got some great early reactions to this one. Award-winning comics writer Kieran Gillen compared it to the beloved Scott Pilgrim graphic novel series. And Christopher Daniels, a veteran pro wrestler and current member of All Elite Wrestling, praised Josh's witty dialogue and vibrant art. In general, it's just, you know, the perfect graphic novel for a certain type of 17-year-old smart aleck, thoughtful and unceasingly funny. Following that, Super Potato and The Greenhouse of Evil. This book will have some familiar faces for folks who have been following Lerner's Graphic Universe imprints. In volume 7 of Archer LaPerla's long-running Super Potato series, we finally see the return of the villain who transformed Super Potato into a potato in the first place, Dr. Malevolent. After a prison warden with allergies removes the plant from Malevolent's cell, he has no choice but to break out and do more crimes. But Dr. Malevolent doesn't leave his green thumb back in prison. This time, his plan for world conquest involves Gladys, a gigantic plant that Super Potato will need all his muscle to defeat. Archer is really a marvel of consistency with the Super Potato series. Greenhouse of Evil is as funny as ever. And for people who are not already familiar with these books, they make a great complement to titles like the Captain Underpants books, or great early readers, superhero stories for children who are, you know, a little too young for more violent superhero comics. They're very colorful, they're very accessible, and just endlessly inventive. Next, Artie and the Wolf Moon is an all-around gorgeous book by the artist Olivia Stevens about community, coming of age, and werewolves. The story starts as eighth grader Artie Irvin sneaks out into the Pacific Northwest woods one night against her mom's orders and happens to spot a large wolf that she then sees transform into her mom. From there, she learns that her family comes from a long line of werewolves, although her mom is reluctant to share all the details. But to help Artie figure out her wolf-like abilities, she recruits some old family friends. Artie thrives among them and even develops a crush on her new friend Maya. But as she learns more about werewolves and about the past, she also learns that a vampire threat has followed them at every turn. So the supernatural intrigue is there in the story in a big way, and it'll be a really satisfying read for young genre fans, but it's also a very thoughtful three-dimensional story about a girl growing up, finding herself and finding community. Olivia's art is striking and energetic, and she has a way with character and dialogue too. I don't think I've ever worked on a debut graphic novel that was so confident, so strong out of the gate, and I'm so excited for this book to be out in the world in September. And finally, Una Vista Perfecta. Una Vista Perfecta is book three in Sisi, Un Cuento de Hada, our Spanish language version of the Sisi fairy tale series. These are big-hearted graphic novels about a Latina girl who turns 10 and discovers a set of fairy powers that turn her world upside down. Sisi can see more than the average person. And when she goes camping, that means she's the only one in her family who can spot a friendly forest sprite. And when nothing on the camping trip goes as planned, the creature helps her find the magic in surprises.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.